Hey friends, Robert Imbriali here. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Coach's Corner. And as you notice, and maybe you haven't been paying attention, I have not been doing my normal Coach's Corner. I've not been talking about building your coaching practice and kind of the normal stuff that I would cover in this podcast. And the reason being, what's going on in our environment right now sort of trumps everything that I would normally talk about. Business as usual, it's not really been business as usual, perhaps for the last year. And we know that all the lockdowns and shutdowns and panic and fear and political unrest and everything that's going on, it's really difficult to have a clear mind and say, I'm just going to do my business as usual and tune all of that stuff out. That was my advice for the most part. I tell people to do that. It's a little bit different now because everything's in your face and everything that is happening is impactful and impacting us on a daily basis and directly at the same time, to the point where it's really difficult to just tune it out and forget about it. I've been coaching now since, 1995 when I first started coaching, and I've never seen more people who are lonely, who are depressed, who are fearful, who don't have a positive outlook for the future, right? What keeps us going? What is the core of life that keeps us going, right? We have dreams. We want to create something that's going to be better tomorrow. And that's the thing that always keeps us going. We've got goals. We've got plans. We've got people we want to meet. We want to build our relationships. We want to build our businesses. This is the momentum that keeps us going. And what happens is when that's not there, it becomes very difficult to even get out of bed in the morning. So one of the things I advocated right away when this started, March of 2020, people were asking me, what should I do? And I said, try to keep your schedule as normal as possible. Keep doing the things you were normally doing. Yes, there are lockdowns. Yes, you can't get out of your house. Yes, you can't go shopping. You can't get gas. You can't do the normal things. You certainly can't go to a restaurant or a movie theater or a concert or anything like that. But try to keep your schedule as normal as possible. And what happened was, in March of last year, March of 2020, it was really difficult because everyone didn't know what was going on. This kind of snuck up on us and all of a sudden, boom, everyone's shutting everything down and there's fear everywhere. And by around April 15th last year, I remember declaring to myself that this is over. I'm done with this. I'm not participating anymore because none of the information that I was receiving made any sense, right? Things are complicated. You always go back to common sense. What's making common sense? There was nothing out there that was making any sort of common sense. So I was looking at this and going, the number, nothing adds up. Nothing adds up to what we're being told. The fear is up to here, but the reality is somewhere down here, and there's nothing, that made any sense to me. So I stopped and I went back to doing what I normally do and got back into the routine. And then, November comes along and then we have the election debacle and all of the things that are going on there. And now we've got vaccines and we've got, the mask mandates and more lockdowns. And you might be asking yourself, man, when does it end? And there's an easy answer to that question. I can't give you a date, can't give you a time, can't give you a location. But when it ends is when we stop playing along. We're playing along, right? When they say, lock down your business, you go lock down your business. They say, don't leave your house, you don't leave your house. Don't go food shopping. Don't go meet friends. Don't go out for a cup of coffee. Right? Wear a mask, get the vaccine. When we finally go, no, we're not doing that. None of that makes any sense. A virus that you can survive 99.9% of the time, and most people who perish from it have two or more comorbidities and probably are the age 70 or above. I'm not worried about that. Flu does that every year. It's normal. We expect that that's going to happen, right? It just doesn't make any sense to be this fearful. So when we wake up and we say, okay, this story is overhyped, it's overplayed, overused, the politicians are clearly abusing their power, and we say we're not going to play anymore, then it ends. Now, you might be looking at places like Montreal, Toronto, and other cities where people are protesting. They're protesting the lockdowns. They're coming out in force, and what they're doing is they're ending up in confrontation. That's not good either, right? That's not really the way to do this because you end up in confrontation and the police are after you and they're hitting you and tear gas and who knows whatever else is going on and people get arrested. It's probably not the best way. However, just stopping, play the game. Just like, I'm not playing the game anymore. Done. Walk away from it. Stop playing it. And just go about your life as normal as you possibly can, given the crazy circumstances that we find ourselves in. And, when enough of us do that, it ends. You might say, okay, how do we end the censorship? Because that's been pretty bad. Yeah, it has been. You know what? My YouTube channel is shadow banned. Unless you come looking for me specifically, you're not going to find me on YouTube. It's really sad that it has to be like this. And, you know, Facebook's the same thing. I've gotten posts pulled. I've gotten posts, you know, blocked. I've gotten posts with warning messages on them, you know, my posts. And it's just like, okay, so again, how do we make this go away? Well, there are a lot of social media sites that are new. They're not as good as the more established ones, but they'll get there, right? That don't censor. So you can have a free voice. I'm going to post this video in places where they don't censor it. I'm going to place it places where they do censor it. Let them censor it. Let them work for it. If they really need to do that, let them go do it, right? But I'm going to post this everywhere, and more people will start to see it in other places. Not the traditional places, but other places. Places like Rumble.com, places like Gab.com, or Parler, or Dailymotion, or Minds.com, right? There's a bunch of these new websites that have popped up, and places you can put your information, your content, where it's not going to get censored. When does the censorship stop? When we stop paying attention. So Facebook makes money how? They sell ads. What are they really selling? They're selling your attention. Right? You're on that Facebook thing and they try to keep you on that site as long as they possibly can because they're constantly sending you ads. And every time an ad appears, whether or not you click on it, they're making their money because they're selling impressions. They're not selling clicks. They're selling ad impressions. Every time the ad shows up in your feed, they're making money. So the longer you spend on Facebook, the more ads you see, the more money they make. What happens when enough of us decide we're not going to give them our attention anymore? They pretty much go away, right? They only exist because we give them our attention. When we stop giving them our attention, they go away. We stop posting our videos on YouTube. We stop using YouTube as a place to go to watch videos. We stop doing that. And I've done it. I've really pulled back on Facebook. I'm down to like less than 10 minutes a day on Facebook. And it's only because I've got business pages for other clients that I manage that I'm in there. I'm not doing anything for myself in there anymore. Certainly not going to spend money advertising with them. No way, right? Why would I? They've not been friendly to me. They've not been friendly to people like me. You know, why should I pay them? You know what I mean? Yeah, I know it's a great advertising platform. Well, it was. There's a lot of people who have dropped their accounts and left. Instagram, the same thing. No point there, right? And these companies will really suffer when we decide we're not playing. I'm not going to play the game anymore. We're going somewhere else. We're taking our toys. We're going home or we're going someplace else. And it changes the entire and complete dynamic of these websites. They can no longer exist. Let them do their censorship. If that's what that's their business model, that's what they believe to be the right thing to do, let's alienate more than half of our market space, alienate them, hurt them, censor them, block information from them, continually put stuff in their face that they may or may not believe in. Really? This is how you want to treat your users? This is not what you expect in an open country, a free country. It's not at all what you expect. But what'll end up happening is things will split. As often happens when you get these big conglomerates, they split. Either the government will split them up. In this case, it's never going to happen. Facebook is aligned with our new government, and they're aligned with what's going on. They're actually working hand in hand with them now. They're never going to get their hand slapped. So what'll end up happening is there'll be a fork. You and I, who believe what we believe and don't want to be censored and don't want to play on that platform and don't want to give them our attention anymore, we'll go find another network or network or two that doesn't censor, who does respect our beliefs and respects us as users, and we'll give our attention there instead. We'll help them with advertising. I'll buy advertising on those websites instead. Eyeballs are eyeballs. I don't really care which website they come from. If I can reach the same people here as I can do there, no difference to me. I'll just go with the one that's, you know, friendly to us, if you will. And what'll end up happening is we'll have two sets of corporate social media. You'll have the one that's friendly to us guys and the other ones who don't mind being censored. And those people will stay there and they'll be okay with not being able to be exposed to the full picture, if you will. And, you know, they think they're making an informed decision. It's really sad because I know some very intelligent people who are making decisions based on this much information. Most of the information is being censored, being blocked, being shadow banned. You're not receiving it. You're not seeing it, not showing up in your feed. And you get this idea that what you're seeing is the whole picture. It isn't. And you're supposed to make an informed decision. on whatever the topic is, you're supposed to make an informed decision, can't do that if you're not correctly informed. So when I see people who are making these decisions that, you know, clearly to me are not, you know, misinformed or incompletely informed, you know, so I look at that and I go, I can't really be mad at them because they're not taking the time. And believe me, it takes time. I'm getting my news from more than 30 different sources these days and not mainstream media at all. Don't even go there anymore. Tune all of that out. I'm not giving them my attention again. Why should I give them my attention so they could sell me ads and sell my data? Not going to happen, right? So get away from that and go find these other news sources. But it takes time. It takes energy. But I think in today's environment, we have to be informed. We have to do that. I wish I could say, you know, let's go back to your business. Forget about it all. But so much of what's happening is impacting us directly, immediately, that it becomes harder and harder to run the business. If you look outside your window and you look what's going on in your society and people are suffering, they're struggling, people are unemployed, people are locked in, people are scared, that impacts your business. You're not going to make sales to those people. They're not in a buying mood. They're in a, what the hell do I have to do to survive, right? That's the kind of mood they're in. So it becomes harder to run your business as usual. So what we need to do now is we need to start talking and start reconnecting, right? We've been disconnected. Some people have been saying it's more than a year now we've been disconnected and separated. That's got to end. Not playing the game anymore. Now we're going to start connecting again, start getting back with people. So every day I'm looking to get on a call with at least one person who I consider a friend, not a business client, not an associate, not for business, but just for pleasure to connect, reconnect with them because it's been too long. I have some friends who are going to come over to the studio for coffee and we're going to sit down and have a face-to-face time. And man, I'm looking forward to that. It's been a long time since that's happened, right? And we've got to do it. We can't wait for the government to give us permission again to live our lives. We've just got to start living them in the best way that we know how. And, you know, whatever it is for you, whatever you need to do to make that happen, you got to make that happen. Why? For your own sanity, your own mental health. We are not meant to be apart. We are meant to be with other people, biologically wired to have connection with other human beings. We're not meant to be solo. Some people can do solo. Very few of us can. It's not normal. The normal is to be around other people. All the time we want to be around other people, right? That connection, that societal. We're social creatures by nature. That's why social media, boom, takes off. You remember America Online back in the 90s? What was that about? It was about socializing and getting together. Yes, it was just chat rooms back then. It wasn't online video or anything, but people did it for hours and hours and hours and hours at night because they got to connect with new people. And that's what we're about. That's what drives us. That's what drives social media. So you can't have a situation where you're separated from and wearing a mask and you can't see all the facial expressions, right? Imagine if I did my podcast like this, boy, would that be boring, right? You'd never know if I was smiling, if I was sticking my tongue out, and yet that's what's going on. These masks are a horrible idea. Number one, they don't work. They're not protecting you. They're not protecting anybody. The virus goes right through them like it's not even there because the virus is so tiny compared to what those masks can stop. There's no point to them. And in fact, you know, all they do is suppress our ability to communicate non-verbally with each other. I walk in the grocery store, I'll see someone, I'll often give them a smile. Pretty much always give somebody a smile, I don't care who they are. I'm not getting that anymore, I'm not getting that smile back, and it feels very weird, the best word to put it. We're disconnected, right? And that's not the way we want society to be. After a year of this, now you start to wonder, will it ever go back the other way? Will people ever take off their masks, or will they just live in fear forever and always have, you know, part of their monthly budget, masks on the list, right? Buy a box of masks every month. I don't know. I'm hoping it doesn't go that way. I hope enough of us say, we're done. We're not playing this game anymore. And when enough of us do, it has to end. Can't put everybody in jail. Can't fine everybody, right? So it's up to us at this point. There's no savior coming. There's no help from the government coming. In fact, it's getting worse from them. They're clamping down even more and more on us and our freedoms, and it's getting harder and harder to see the hope ahead. But we got to get together, and that's really where our power is going to be. Stop playing the game. Stop being separated. Stop putting the mask on all the time, and stop living in fear. Because living in fear is not going to make you healthy. In fact, living in fear of something actually attracts that something into your experience. I'm afraid of getting cancer. I'm afraid of getting cancer. I'm afraid of getting the virus. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. You actually start attracting it because that's what's in your attention. That's what you're giving your attention to. You're giving it energy. You make it bigger, make it stronger, and bring it closer to you. We don't want that. So instead, get that out of your head. Stop thinking about the virus, thinking about being healthy, think about good and getting to the beach, sitting out there in the sun, getting a nice tan, you know, whatever it is that is exciting to you, because that's what's going to give us hope. And then we can get back to, okay, what are we going to do for your business? How are we going to find you more clients? How are we going to make more money? How are we going to build the enterprise to the next level? What can we do? Right? So give it some thought. I encourage you to do that. And I will look forward to seeing you again on the next edition of Coach's Corner. Thank you again for watching. I appreciate you. I want to see you be more successful. We'll talk again soon.